Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspirational Sunday. Well, welcome. We're glad that you are here. And we just know that you are going to be blessed because you came, you stopped by, you said, hey, let me see what this Sunday Inspirational is all about. We're going to start off with thanking you for it all. Marvin Sapp, let's go.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears, the pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the God, all that you brought me through, and everything I survive, it's all.
I'm grateful for you, you, you and you. Welcome to Inspirational Sunday on Monster US Radio Podcast. I am one of the monsters, Miss Unbelievable, also known as DJ Litty Lit. I am so happy that you decided to join us to start your week off with motivation, inspiration, love, and all that, and all that that goes into just affirming you for this week. And the affirmations for today and beyond are: I am beautiful. I am a beautiful soul that radiates a vibrant and beautiful form. All is well in my mind and body and soul. I am always manifesting abundance and prosperity into my life. My heart feels happy and I am free. I am speaking the energy of joy and playfulness all the time in my life and all week. Life is fun and full of wonderful surprises and magic, and I am waiting for them all. I am guided by the universe, God, to follow my intuition and take inspired actions to follow all my dreams and desires. There's no limits holding me back. I am more than enough. I can accomplish. I am a powerful manifestor. All that I dream and desire is in the process of materializing into my reality. And perfect divine timing, I believe, I receive, I wait. I hope that you receive those affirmations for today. They are powerful. You wake up every morning affirming yourself that you can, you will achieve and do the impossible. You got to speak life into your being. The sponsors of the show are Solomon Speaks and Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting, and eMonster.com and Monster US Apparel. The topic this morning is, why do I hug? Why do we hug? Do I have to? If I don't like to? Hugging. And it goes all and it fits all with what we've been talking about. Limited common beliefs, eliminating the but, and excuses. So all these things that we talk about every Sunday, it builds upon each other. And it's all to help you empower yourself and to make you feel whole and to make your health better and have a holistic approach to everything that you think of. It provides wealth around you. Or get in that mindset of those things. And I don't want you to feel like you're limited. No time. Because limitations make your brain stop and you don't want to move forward. And Inspirational Sunday is all about moving you forward, progressing you forward, giving you life to say, hey, through it all, I'm moving forward. I will not let nothing stop me or get in my way. You have to believe that. You have to believe that everything inside of you, it's going to be all right. So I'm going to play Ty tribute. We going to be all right, y'all. We going to be all right. And yes, you are. And you are. And you are to Inspirational Sunday. And when we come back, we're going to talk about hugging, purpose, and all that goes along with it. Here we go, y'all. Inspirational Sunday with Miss Unbelievable. Core.
It gets so hard, just trying to figure it out, fighting down, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the ride. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Oh, never let your faith go. I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrorists disguised. They look like us, but we know who we are.
us when I say that we gon' be all right. We gon' be all right.
Tell us.
We gon' be all right. All right.
Say
we gon' be all right.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Today,
human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble, and slave.
Shady abuse, the people I pay.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine,
let it burn.
We'll shout,
cause we know at the night,
say it,
we gon' be alright.
Hey, off this much is get for good.
We gon' be alright.
Come get it from me, I knew it was.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, I ain't worried about it.
Oh, no.
Don't you worry about it.
Oh, no.
Hey, I believe I receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
I've seen so many impossible stories become possible, you know. If we can do it, it can be done. And if you got God on your side, then there's nothing you can't do. What you waiting for?
Cause nothing is by chance. Give me the strength to understand the things you see that I can. My problems and I put it all in your hands. I know it is your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be a strong man. Now I put my bets on you, cause nothing's by chance.
I started off in my apartment, me and T-Dot in the kitchen. I was working on the beast, he was working on the written. We just hope someone would listen. Got that Tate 116 and ain't had nothing but a mission. Missed a couple months of rent, but whoa. We done came a long way now. It got me listening when I pray now. Came from country roads and riding on the train. And now we on that private plane. And I ain't flexing, I'm just saying, wow. Tell me what you waiting for. You ain't gotta tell them things no more. Went to Philly, told the city, free McMillie. If he ever need to talk, I hope he know I'm out and praying for.
Understand the things you see that I can. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be a strong man. Now I put my bets on you, cause nothing's by chance.
My two sisters ain't my ladies. They was both born in the 80s. They got struggles, they got babies, but they all in, ain't no maybes. Seen them hustle from the bottom, getting to it on the daily. It's enough to drive you crazy, even in that new Mercedes, yeah. Seen them grinding till they shoes scuff. My shawty used to drive the school bus. Never act like she too good for it. Sleeping on the floor when they was shooting up the hood, bruh. that business, go and get it, girl. Don't let them tell you you can't do it, brought you to it, bring you through it. You know God gon' help you do it, girl.
Understand the things you see that I can. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be a strong man. Now I put my bets on you, cause nothing's by chance.
That is Lecrae. By chance. Yes. Nothing is by chance. Everything is definitely set up by God for us. All right. So the question today is, why do I have to hug? Why do I have to hug? Well, you don't necessarily have to hug. But they say in hugging helps lower our stress throughout the day. Like so many unseen beliefs, this all goes back to good old-fashioned hormones. Some researchers believe that hugging and interpersonal touch can boost a hormone called oxytocin, and it also affects our opiate system. So it has, it's for our bodies, but not everybody likes to hug. Not everybody feels like hugging is important. They say hugging someone you love for about 20 seconds a day is the key to alleviating burnt out. A lingering embrace can help reduce blood pressure, slow your heart rate, and improve your mood. They say hugging improves your relationship. It's a deeper, more intimate level of connection that you simply don't get from talking. It's a physical touch, that release of the love hormones, oxytocin, which improves bonding and trust and makes people feel closer to one another. They say you should hug at least 3 seconds. It's an embrace, but any longer could be profound to your body. But it's like the 3-second rule. I learned about the 3-second rule a long time ago. If you want to look at someone, you got 3 seconds to look, and then you got to, you know, look away. They say hugging releases oxytocins in the brain, which is the hormone also known as the bonding molecule, given that it can alleviate feelings of intimacy and help stimulate social bonding between the two. Now you're like, oh, my goodness, she is sounding so technical. I'm giving you guys the technical reasons why you should hug. Why some people don't like to hug. Now, I'm not saying, you know, nothing's wrong with hugging. Hugging, like I said, helps folks out in different ways. But if you hate being hugged and you don't know what to do when someone hugs you because you're not a hugger. So you're like that one who like dodges it or sticks out your hand for a handshake real quick, or you kind of like turn to the side because you don't want to be hugged. 9 times out of 10, they say it's a chemical imbalance, because once again, they're saying the chemicals in your body keeps you from wanting to hug. They're saying the physical touch of it. So it's an undeveloped vagus nerve, a bundle of nerves that runs from the spinal cord to your abdomen, which increases the ability to be intimate or compassionate, that can lead to undeveloped oxytocins, the glands that release oxytocin hormones, which forms the bond between people. Now, remind yourself, when this is violated, also you don't want to, that gets cut off. When you make excuses, your brain gets, you know, going in, your anxiety level gets high, and then you really don't want to, because it's now your anxiety is up and it becomes an awkward situation. Another way that, you know, one can feel you know, awkward, is because it kind of it opened up the door for an inappropriate touch by someone you knew. Hugging masked a lot of things with pedophiles. They grab you, they hold you, they do things that you're not liking, and it may have opened the door, you know, for abuse at a young age, and so now it may trigger an emotion out of you. Hugging is a great thing when it's the right thing. Star for touch. But not always, but some people do. It's the touch that you need has to be a positive one. It has to be one that you recognize. It has to be one that you embrace. And it has to be one that you are comfortable with. At any time you are not comfortable with a hug or a touch, you definitely need to let someone know immediately. Because if you're uncomfortable with something, you don't have to sit there and receive and live in your uncomfortability. You have the power to say no. You don't put a but with it. You don't put an excuse with it. You let someone know, I am uncomfortable with that touch, or I don't hug. And it ain't because you got a nerve issue or you ain't developed. That is your preference. You do not have to make excuse for why you don't want to hug someone. But now, if hugging is an issue or a problem because of an abuse or because of a violation, then I tell you to seek help from that, because then you can go back and join the power of hugs. You could go back and join the power of affection. Hugs do have a release of sense of security. A hug gives you a sense of joy. A hug, you know, can brighten up your day, especially from someone that you really want it from. A hug also can make you wonder, you know, it can kind of like give you a double message, because let's just say you're in an argument and you're done, but you haven't finished, but that other person has, and they give you a hug and they walk away thinking that it's okay, like the conversation is over. No, hugging is a nonverbal communication. That is a wonderful thing. But after the hug, if you need more, you can communicate more. A hug definitely affirms the sense of strength, you know, in someone. Some people's hugs make your day. Like literally, you hug someone, and it helps with anxiety. When someone is crying and you give them a hug, I would suggest that you ask them, you know, what do you need? Can I hug you? Because sometimes we may want to go in for the hug and they're not ready for the hug, or that may be the trigger. Always ask, you know, make sure that hug is welcomed. Don't force it on no one. You don't have to. If you're not a hugging person, that's fine. Just know it's all still about communications. If you want to hug somebody, hug somebody. If not, no. If they don't, you know, be like, oh, that's cool. Don't get offended if someone doesn't want to hug you, because offense definitely comes in when someone doesn't want to, you know, do that embracement. Everybody's not comfortable with hugging. Everybody's not, you know, want to embrace. So I would tell you, don't get offended if someone doesn't want to hug you either. Why do I have to hug you? You don't. And that's what I want to say today. You don't have to give anyone a hug if you are, like I said, not comfortable, don't want to. You don't have to make an excuse. That's just what you don't do. But if you do hugs, make sure you give them love. It's all about love. If you see someone in emotional distress, like I said, ask them if they want a hug first. Let them know that you're available to give that hug out. Just remember, when you hug someone, that's energy going back and forth. So if you hug someone that's had a bad day and they hug you for a long time, they may be releasing their energy on you. And sometimes you may not know, because, you know, spirits transfer, energy transfers. So sometimes you may not know why you may feel like you got a headache all of a sudden, or now you're tired. You just took on their transfer spirit. You just took on theirs. So my tip for you is, if you're that exchanging of energies like that and you're hugging a lot of people, I would tell you to release it. I would say, you know, affirm yourself. Lord, I just hugged all these people. I feel like I have some of their energy. I release that energy back into the universe. I release that energy back to you. Help them with everything they need, through the tears, through the happiness, through whatever, release it off of you. Because that, if that energy stays, you can take that energy all with you all through the day, and you may not know what's going on. But listen, release it. Whenever someone, you know, gives you a hug, you just like, oh, yep, that hug was great, but I release it back to you, God. You know, give them, release that negative energy after, or that, sometimes it could be positive energy as well, and you could be like, God, I received that positive energy. Let it, you know, help me throughout the day. So, you know, whether it's positive or negative, receive it or release it. Two words for today, receive it or release it. Okay, so just be mindful of what that hug does for you, what that hug does for someone else. Be mindful if you're not in a good space, who you hug, because you're releasing it and they're receiving it. And if they don't know how to release it, then it's kind of not a, that's not an even, you know, exchange. Okay, and when you do, you know, going for a hug, or someone, you know, may need some affirmations and encouraging words, begin to, you know, say you are strong, work hard, you are kind, you are smart, you are important, you are loved. Give them some energy, give them some affirmations, give them something to put into those places, especially if you feel that negative pull. Definitely give them some positive encouragement in those places. So be mindful when you hug. Be mindful who you're hugging. Be mindful how you're hugging, because there's definitely ways that people can misinterpret everything. So just have your a positive intention and a positive motive for everything that you do moving forward. Make no excuses for it. And don't put no buts there. Just know what you are doing. And if you know you're coming from a bad place, like I said, Inspirational Sundays is a place you need to be, because we'll help you create opportunities, restoring expectations that are positive, and releasing all the negative anchors that may be attached to you. All right, y'all. I hope that you enjoyed Why Do I Have to Hug? It wasn't nothing that was super huge I wanted to talk to you. It was this little nuggets, like I said, that I want to give to you guys every Sunday. Just little nuggets of inspiration, just little nuggets of things that can help you through the week. We are here Monday. Tomorrow's Monster is Monday. Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe, and Friday night live. So hopefully you enjoy the show for tonight. I got a song going out. It's Travis Green, Won't Let Go. I hope you enjoy this nugget. Inspirational Sunday. Yes, I am thinking about doing it a little bit longer, but for now, it's the nugget for the starting of the week. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Once again, the sponsor of the show is Solo Me Speaks, Master U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Flame Management, and eMonster.com. I am one of the monsters. It's unbelievable.
For the journey.
What up, DJ eMonster? Guys, be
always
have
enough.
A great day.
When I am lonely, you're there. Everything I need, love all around me. You'll never leave me alone. When I'm ready to give, Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me. When I'm ready to give, Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me. Hey.
Stood at the end,
right where I was.
You came to find me.
Dependable God,
you've been a friend.
I can count on you. You
never deny me your love.
Whenever
I'm in need. Woo. Goodness and mercy,
follow me.
Shut
No matter.